Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolves. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this: AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, K-E-Y-S. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
As creators, we're always on the move. Whether it's a live podcast event, a pop-up shop, or a workshop, we're constantly interacting with community, and that's where Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe comes in. Imagine this: you're at a live event, a listener loves your merch, or a participant wants to sign up for your course on the spot. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, you can accept their payments right there and then, right from your iPhone, so there's no extra hardware or no delays. Total game changer. It's not just for creators. Any business owner can do this. It's about making transactions smoother and much more personal, growing your business in your way. We've been using Stripe for our products and courses for a long time, and now with Tap to Pay on iPhone, you can take your business to the next level too. So visit stripe.com/tapiphone to learn more. Remember folks, with Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, your business is always at your fingertips.
3 years after I joined the monastery, my guru passed away. We found out one day he had cancer, and within 3 months or so, he passed away. It was devastating. On his deathbed, one of the last things he said was, "What an amazing life. I would not have traded it for anything in the world." those words really transformed my life, among many things he said. I thought to myself, how amazing would it be to get to the end of your life and to be able to look back and say, I lived an amazing life. So that's how I look at this life. Even though I have many lives, in this incarnation as Dandapani, I want it to be really amazing. And for that, I need clarity of purpose. I need the ability to focus on my purpose.
The only steady state is one of constant change. That is not the world that a lot of us, including myself, were raised to believe we're going to live in. Keep that in mind, that this isn't a 2020, 2021 thing. This is a forever moving forward thing. And how do we prepare? How do we develop the mindset and the superpowers to thrive in this kind of change? The flux mindset is an ability to see all change, whether it's quote unquote good or bad, whether it's expected or unexpected, whether it's something you got to opt into or something you couldn't control. It's the ability to see all of it as an opportunity to learn and to grow and to improve.
One of the people who submitted a regret was a guy named Bruce. He graduated from college in the early 1980s, single American guy, 23 years old. He's working on a farm somewhere in Sweden. And he says, I'm going to travel around Europe. So he gets a Eurail pass. He's riding on a train one night. He's in France and there's a seat open next to him. The train stops in France and a young woman gets on the train and sits in the empty seat next to him. She's Belgian. She's working as an au pair in France. They start talking. They're talking in English because his French isn't very good. And they start laughing. They start playing word games. They start holding hands. And Bruce is just amazed. It's this magical experience. Like his soulmate has just wandered onto the train and taken the seat next to him. Within hours, it was like they were a couple. It's bizarre, incredible, breathtaking. The train's rumbling along and it gets to Belgium and she says, this is my stop. And so Bruce is like thrown from his reverie. She says, this is my stop. He says, I'll come with you. She says, oh my God, my father would kill me. So Bruce doesn't know what to do. The train's like literally pulling into the station. It's pre-internet days. He can't say, hey, check out my LinkedIn profile. Instead, he just scribbles his mother's mailing address in Texas on a piece of paper, hands it to her, they kiss, and the doors open and she leaves. And Bruce, 40 years later, said, I never saw her again and I've always wished I stepped off the train. And that regret embodies a lot of people's regrets. People regret not stepping off the train.
Whenever you're wanting something really badly, it's that wanting that stands in your way of actually experiencing it. Or if you happen to get it, it stands in your way of feeling happy as a result of it. For example, if you do get the wealth, then a lot of rich people are miserable because whenever we get something, the way the mind works is it wants more. Present fulfillment should never be based upon future acquisition. If we're not happy with what we have right now, we will never be happy with what we will have in the future. So happiness is ultimately an inside job.
Where satisfaction comes is understanding that there is an intention behind what you're doing on a daily basis, and creating the practices, the habits, the routines that make what you're doing on a daily basis more sustainable, maybe more enjoyable. And that satisfaction is really subversive in a way, because part of the story of capitalism and neoliberalism is making sure that we never feel satisfied. Because if we feel satisfied, we will not want to buy whatever the world is selling us. And our economy is driven on consumption. And satisfied people tend to consume less. When you're satisfied, you are less susceptible to marketing messages that are trying to tell you that you have a problem. And so satisfaction is super subversive in that way.
Don't write your life plan in pen. Do a lot of experimenting. David Epstein, he talked in his book Range about how we should experiment with different fields when we're young and try things out. Try out for a year, try out for 6 months. I once saw a speech that Obama gave to the White House interns, and he said one key he believes is don't set your goal to become a certain position. Don't say, I want to be senator. I want to be governor. I want to be president. Instead, set your goals according to your principles. Say, I am really interested in climate change. So I'm going to explore different ways that I can make the most impact. And that way you don't lose your moral compass and you'll have more of an impact and you'll be happier. And my friend Tim Urban also makes a very similar distinction between principles and beliefs. And principle, in my case, is don't be an asshole, and hold that very close and deeply. But the beliefs, how do I accomplish that? How do I not be an asshole? How can I create the most good in the world? That I am very open to evidence proving my previous beliefs wrong.
This path is about not looking outside of ourselves for the answer. So press pause on the therapy. And let's just be clear. Therapy is great. Have your sessions. Go for years if you need to, but just experiment with it before you make the next appointment, or you call an astrologer or a shaman, or you do another ayahuasca, any kind of trip, or you do the thing. Just be still with it for a couple of days and ask your soul, ask you, the whole of you, for guidance and watch what happens.
Very few people can follow me. And based on those things, you can probably create a career or a couple of years of your life where you're going to have a kind of a cool, successful thing for a while. Then maybe a new trend will emerge and then you'll go on it and do that thing. You have to almost have a sentiment for yourself. I have nothing to lose. If I have nothing to lose, I'm just going to go all the way and create like the most ballsy thing that I can possibly create.
You can have working assumptions. Your current best guess is that this product is going to be successful. And then you act on that assumption. It's like your map drawn in pencil. And you just remain open to evidence that it might be wrong or that it might need to be revised. And periodically, if it's an important belief, like something that determines the success of your startup or something that might determine your life happiness, I do or don't want to have children, you maybe periodically revisit that assumption with fresh eyes or pretend I'm thinking about it for the first time so I'm not sticking to my old opinions just out of inertia.
Who do I want to be? Who do I want to become? What am I going to do today that enhances that opportunity or hampers it? To do that well, you have to understand yourself. You have to understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your limitations, biases may be embedded in you from your childhood or your genetics. But it's more than that. It's not just enough to understand yourself. You have to understand something about what you might become. Doesn't mean you should have a plan. Having a plan is overrated. But it also doesn't mean you just randomly bob about and do whatever comes your way. There's a certain paying attention that should take place as you go through life and learn about who you are and who you might become. Most of the ways we learn about ourselves are through living. And that's the paying attention part, noticing what certain experiences mean to us, which ones are transcendent versus merely pleasant.
Every single person has a unique perspective. It's a mathematical fact. No one has had the exact set of life experiences and learned the exact lessons in the same order, in the exact same way. And we're taught in school and elsewhere that our perspective limits us, that we have blind spots and biases, and we miss things, which is completely true. But there's another side of that coin, which is our perspective also allows us to see things that no one else can see. And this is the reason I think everyone can be a creator, is a creator, should be a creator, is if you don't communicate to even one person what you see through that unique lens of yours, I think the world has lost something forever. I think that it's inherently unmistakable to share something that you see uniquely through your own lens. And that's why we need everyone. We really need everyone on the planet capitalizing on the value of their ideas, taking ownership of their story and their message.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolves. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this: AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, K-E-Y-S. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy.